The Department of Natural Resources will have surveillance and testing of deer taken in a 10-mile radius of Ashland during this year's hunt. State Chronic Wasting Disease Coordinator David Lopez says there is a chance that the CWD has not spread to the wild from the deer farm where it was found, but it'll take years of surveillance before that's determined. Lopez says the disease is 100% fatal in deer and takes about 2 years to kill the infected animal.
Because so many of them are getting affected at a young age, they don't tend to live much longer than 2 years. That would have a more immediate impact, and to some people, a more devastating impact than it would be the ruination of trophy hunt.
CWD can also spread to elk, and Wisconsin's only wild elk herd is in Sawyer, Ashland, and Bayfield counties. Lopez says although it can kill elk, studies show the disease is slow to spread in elk herds. Baiting and feeding, a big business in the Northwoods during the hunting season, would be banned starting in January, but would not affect this hunting season. Bob Hamblin is the manager of United Ag Services in Ashland. He says this news is devastating to feed stores.
You figure corn at $7 a bag times 400 bags in a truck. Probably four of them going out a week. It's major.
The deer gun hunting season opens Saturday and lasts 9 days. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.